Fair Work Ombudsman out and about again, conducting more raids, and this time on Melbourne's popular Chapel Street entertainment strip. And the purpose of those raids, looking for evidence of the underpayment of workers. Now, the raids follow revelations that former staff of high-profile chef George Colombaris may not have been paid entitlements, even though the chef's company says it had back-paid workers nearly $8 million in entitlements.
I haven't been paid.
What, even still?
No.
How much are you owed?
A few thousand dollars, and I'm only like, I mean, I've got really good friends, ex-colleagues I was speaking to yesterday. Also, they haven't been back paid, or some of them not even contacted.
That's former employee Orla Belfrage speaking to ABC Radio Melbourne this morning. Peter Strong is CEO of the Council of Small Business Associations. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
Attorney General Christian Porter, he's drafting laws to criminalise worker exploitation, to criminalise wage theft. Has your organisation been consulted in that process?
We're constantly consulted. And I've got to say, a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, when the 7-Eleven issue came out, mm-hmm. we said, okay, this isn't good enough. And we ran a round table, got our members in and said, right, let's talk about workplace relations and small business. And of course, at the end of it, we said, look, there's no debate here. You've got to follow the rules. The rules are the rules. You have to follow them. And people that don't, like we saw 7-Eleven, and that was a deliberate decision from them. And we saw Caltex, that was a deliberate decision.
Yep.
They were doing it. They, of course, let their employees down big time, but they also let down the industry because they got a leg up in competition. So
yes,
the members
yes.
are pretty angry about that, and we said this has got to stop. Now, we just heard the people saying they still believe they're owed money by George Colombaris, and that's the problem. It is such a confusing issue that if you want to rort it, if you're absolutely deliberately going to rort it, you probably find it a lot easier to do so because it's so complicated. And gee, it's easy to make an honest mistake.
Well, sure, but I mean, this seems to be, and you point to some high-profile examples, and yet they continue to come. And the sense that you get is that this is not a matter of a few rotten apples. This is a fairly systemic underpayment of workers, particularly in this hospitality sector.
Well, the hospitality sector is certainly under the microscope. I mean, I'd still say 95% of businesses out there do the right thing and pay the right wages.
How do we know that, though?
Well, because if we didn't, we'd have a society that was, 95% of unions do the right thing, but 5% embezzle funds and do all those awful things, and you end up with this view that all unions are horrible from some people. Mm. The reality is our society is very good. If we remove complication, then we can find it's easier for the regulator and it's easier for the businesses that want to do the right thing. And I've got to tell you at the moment, it's so complicated. When I had my shop and I had a wine bar in it, I knew I was doing something wrong. I don't know what it was, but I knew if someone walked in the door and investigated, it wouldn't have been wage theft because I paid above the amount, like lots of businesses do, but they would have found something that I was doing wrong.
But in this instance, this is the payment of award wages to people working under those awards. Why is that complicated?
Well, it's not the award wages, it's the conditions and everything that goes with it. So if you work after a certain time, you get a penalty rate, and we're not against penalty rates.
Isn't that covered by the award?
Yeah, that's covered by the award, and you'll find that and that maybe they don't pay what they should with the penalty rate because it's confusing. The employer will find the lowest amount they can pay, and the employee, of course, will find the highest amount. That's the way it works. But it shouldn't be like that. It should be pretty easy for both people to find the same amount of money and the same rate. Now, if you go into hospitality, you have different rates cut in, one at 6 o'clock, one at 9 o'clock, one at 12 o'clock, one at 2 o'clock, depending upon the award. It might be different situations. It gets very confusing, and with George Colombaris, I mean, he stuffed up without a doubt, but he's no thief. There is no doubt in my mind. He's a man. He's out there. He's got personality. He went too far. His staff worked hard for him, and it went out of control, and he made a mistake, and he's suffering for it.
But
now,
if someone else deprived a group of people of $8 million that they were entitled to, that was in fact their money, that would be in any other instance construed as theft, and there'd be criminal charges.
Well, if they did it on purpose, absolutely it's theft. If they did that on purpose, it's theft. Now, what we've got to say, and we're heading towards the point where we're very close to saying to people out there, don't employ anybody, because if you're going to go to jail for wage theft, well, if you make a mistake, is that wage theft? Well, we're hearing from people it is. Well, don't employ anybody. It's until they make the system so simple that it's very easy to understand. In my old bar, when I had the wine bar at night, we had events, my staff, and they're fabulous staff, and if we got busy, they'd jump behind the counter to help out, and I'd be saying, please don't do that. That's illegal, what you just did. You won't suffer. I will. And they do it because they were looking after the place and they're having a great time. So there's bad employers out there. There's some employees who steal from other employees. There's unions that do the wrong thing. There's consumers that shoplift. We've got bad groups everywhere. That's why we have regulators, and that's why we support our regulators big time. Now, the consumer is going to have to pay more money if it's as bad as people make out, or the consumer is going to go to Uber Eats and they're going to go to Deliveroo's and tell me if they pay good money. They pay terrible money.
Which is another issue, potentially, of regulation.
Well, that's all connected.
The rage that are being carried out is the high profile of this issue is use of the expression like wage theft.
Yep.
Is that creating a sense of anxiety amongst your members?
Well, it is, because, as I say, we aren't thieves. I mean, we've been out there condemning.
With all due deference, Peter, some of your members probably are.
Well, my members aren't. Some people out there are. As I say, all groups have them. All groups have them. So let's sit there and say that I've seen employees steal. I think it's 22% of employees take from their employer. You don't hear us banging on about it, because what we've got to do is go and fix it.
But that would be a criminal issue, and that you know, the criminal consequence would flow. And the other side of the coin is that depriving a worker of their just wages is probably similar.
Well, exactly. And the difference is to catch someone stealing your workplace, you've got to have cameras in place. You've got to treat it like it's almost a prison, because we don't do that. In the great majority of cases, we get on and they don't steal from us, and we get on and we go along. But when you catch someone with their fingers in the till and you say, right, leave, or I'll call the police, and they leave, 2 days later, you're up for an unfair dismissal claim because you don't have proof that they've done it. So remember, this goes both ways. We believe that people should pay the right money. Of course they should. We believe that those who haven't should be caught out and told to pay the right money. We also believe that if you're an honest person, you should be able to do the job very simply. And
well, with respect, I don't see how it goes both ways. So employers in hospitality don't pay their workers their fair entitlements out of a fear that they might steal from them.
No, that's like a thief stealing from an employer, saying, oh, they weren't paying me the right wages. Thieves can find excuses anywhere they want. We all know that. What we're talking about is the honest people out there delivering a service and employing people. I mean, you've got to remember, they're actually employing people. Now, if they can't pay the right wages, let's find out why. If hospitality inherently, for some reason, attracts dishonest people, then just close the hospitality industry down.
Or if hospitality, for some reason, can't afford to pay what is the due cost of that labour, there's something wrong with the construction of that business.
No, there's something wrong with the construction of hospitality and the way it works is that people this is the reality. I used to have people come in and offer to work for $10 an hour on a Sunday. They were desperate for work, and of course I said no, and we say to all employers, do not ever do that. But you'll have foreign students who can only work 20 hours a week, they're desperate for money, they plead for a job. Now, as we say, don't do it. Do not do it. But some people do, and there's some people that do it on purpose. There's some people who say, I won't let you work unless you do it for $10 an hour. They take advantage of someone that's desperate. It works every which way. And what we've got to do as a society is not say hospitality employers are all bad people. We've got to say, hang on, we as a society have a problem here. Mm-hmm. Not just the hospitality employer. I mean, the great majority of them do the right thing and they're fine people. Of course they are. We as a society have got to say, well, what do we want here? Do we want to head toward Uber Eats and those things where they do get $5 an hour as contractors and you deliver the meals home, and we're seeing that's not working for the hospitality sector either. What do we do? And instead of attacking and using wage theft when it isn't, 7-Eleven was theft. George Colombaris is not theft, and I'll argue that with anybody. I mean, you've seen the man, he's devastated. It's his personal reputation. That's what's happening. And that's what happens when you're in small business. It's you as a person that's out there. And we're getting to the point where saying, okay, you can go to jail if you muck up your wages. You can go to jail if what they're looking at is if one of your staff members has got a mental health problem and does something awful, the employer could be responsible. Vicarious liability says if one of your staff does something bad to another staff, the employer could be responsible for that. I don't even know how that works. So we're looking at this saying we've got to make sure that if someone employs someone, we shouldn't immediately say they're probably a criminal and treat them as such. Now, if we got that in a society, we as a society need to sit down and talk among ourselves and say, let's talk about this. Otherwise, we'll just say, let's close hospitality down and only have big businesses run hospitality.
Well, the thing we've got to say is that we're probably prepared to pay a little bit more so that the people working in that place can be paid a reasonable wage.
But they won't be. As I say, what we're seeing is that if it costs more in that restaurant, then you'll find that people will use home delivery, and that will, again, that pays very low wages.
So the only way to turn a profit is to rip people off?
No, that's not the only way to turn a profit. Most people don't do that. That's the argument. You say, what do you think? Are you saying that 90% of restaurants out there are ripping off their workers?
I have absolutely no idea.
I'm saying 90% aren't.
I'm not sure anybody knows.
Oh, well, I know. 90% aren't their workers.
How do you know
because
that?
Because that's the way. Well, if we got 800,000 businesses in Australia, and 5% of them are doing the wrong thing, that's 40,000. That's still a lot, and we're going to hear about that in the media, and we should. But all the others are doing the right thing as best they can.
But you're plucking figures from the air here. I mean, we really don't know.
Well, I'm not plucking figures from the air.
What goes on in this business?
No, I'm not plucking figures from the air. I've been around this for a long, long time, and I know that most businesses, and you go out there and you talk to them, you walk the streets, you talk to news agents, you talk to the small supermarkets, sure. You talk to hairdressers.
Well, you're relying on your experience to make a guesstimate as to what the situation is.
Yeah. Well, it's like we go to hairdressing. Now, in hairdressing, most hairdressers do the right thing. It's the home-based hairdressers that are causing a real problem in that industry and giving that industry a bad name because they're at home, they're probably not paying tax, they're paying their staff cash and they're probably not paying goods money. Mm. So we have a problem in hairdressing that we've got to address, and the Hairdressing Council is very aggressive on addressing that particular issue. When we look at 7-Eleven, we see the association that looks after service stations. They came out very strongly condemning 7-Eleven, one of their members, and they have a situation now where they go out and they audit their members. They go and audit their members to make sure that they are following the rules around wages. Right, so we are reacting in a very positive way, but wage theft is the wrong word unless it's deliberate. If it's deliberate, it's theft.
Peter?
If it's not deliberate, it's a stuff-up.
Peter, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Peter Strong, he's CEO of the Council of Small Business Associations.